A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Beloved, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Finally, brothers and sisters, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that, as you learned from us how you ought to live and to please God, as in fact you are doing, you should do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth there will be great consternation because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and from foreboding, over the things that are occurring. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. He will be filled with power and with great glory. Now, when these things occur, you stand up, hold up your head high, for your salvation is near at hand. Keep alert always so that your hearts do not become burdened by dissolution and drunkenness and the cares of this world, and that you not be surprised and taken by surprise in these events. For I tell you, all of this will occur on the face of the earth. But you must stay awake and you must pray. Pray so that you might escape these events. And pray so that you might have the courage and the strength to stand before the face of the living God. The Gospel of the Lord.